We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning on this Wednesday morning, April 17th at 8:45. Just 15 minutes till 9 o'clock now. Three big things. After the big fire, French president pledges to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral within 5 years.
Two.
Kansas gasoline prices on the rise, up 11 cents a gallon over the past week.
One.
Wichita City Council approves next phase of stadium construction and changes to McLean Boulevard near the ballpark. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And speaking of those gasoline prices, when you're talking about the Wichita prices today, we're kind of averaging around $2.59 a gallon, but I've seen better than that out there. I spotted $2.55 Broadway and 55th Street South, also 47th Street South and Hydraulic. $2.55 I spotted in those areas, so a little bit better there. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 30% chance for showers and storms today and a high of 79 degrees. 80% chance for showers and storms tonight, the overnight low 48. Thursday, partly sunny with a 20% chance for rain at a high of 66 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, south wind at 15 miles per hour and 64 degrees. And as the storms threaten here, we're looking for a possible storm activity later this afternoon in the south central Kansas area. And as always, if we have a severe thunderstorm warning for Wichita, Sedgwick County, but threatening Wichita, we'll go to Operation Storm Watch, give you complete coverage of the weather with Operation Storm Watch. Ted, we've been doing that good many years now.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, going out and helping to cover the weather. 8:47, Steve and Ted coming up at 9 o'clock, just about 13 minutes from now, the Glenn Beck Program. Trump has lashed out at Fox News over the Bernie Sanders town hall, it looks like. And they're going to talk about the redacted Mueller report that's coming out. Glenn Beck coming up at 9 o'clock this morning.
Good topics today.
KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning poll. They're on our webpage, knssradio.com. Did you get a tax refund this year? It hasn't changed much. No, 30%. Yes, 70%.
Okay, yeah.
So 70% of us got a tax refund, which is about a little, well, it's a little less than us. We had predictions of 80% to getting a refund at one time. All right, so the taxes are filed for most of us, and we can worry about that again next year. U.S. trade deficit fell for the second straight month in February. And the politically sensitive deficit in the trade of goods with China narrowed. Commerce Department says the gap between the goods and services that the United States sells and what it buys from the rest of the world dropped 3.4% to $49.4 billion in February. That's the lowest since June.
It's trade, still a big deficit.
It's a big deficit, yeah. Almost $50 billion. Stocks edged higher on Wall Street Tuesday, erasing the market's modest losses from a day earlier. Banks and technology companies rose the most.
Oh, the banks.
With healthcare stocks closing broadly lower, the Dow added 67 points. NASDAQ rose 24 points, and the S&P closed up by just a point and a half. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration halted the sales of a type of surgical mesh used to repair pelvic conditions in women. Tuesday's announcement follows thousands of reports of injuries and complications from women who've had those implants. All right, it's coming up on 8:49 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And a new police facility approved for East Wichita. Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yes, Wichita leaders have approved the construction of a $7 million police substation in East Wichita. The new facility will be built next to the existing Patrol East substation at 350 South Edgemoor. Police Chief Gordon Ramsey telling the City Council that the 23,000-square-foot facility is greatly needed to reduce cramped space at the existing substation. On average, the pay ratio between company CEOs and their employees has reached 254 to 1. That means for every $254 a CEO makes, their employees make about a buck. That's according to an analysis by Equilar. It's a compensation consultancy. Executive pay is getting more attention as candidates announce they're running for the presidency in 2020. And Tiger Woods showed that he was back in business when he won the Masters last weekend, and now the golf industry is hoping it can ride Tiger's coattails and see an uptick in the game's popularity. They call it the Tiger Effect. More attendance, more players, more people watching golf on television. A sports consultant says anyone associated with golf was probably cheering Woods' victory as the best thing that could happen to the sport. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And you know, Bill, this became a controversy a while back when the city of Wichita decided that, they were going to close a couple of golf courses or something like that. And city manager and the mayor kind of told us that, hey, not that many people playing golf anymore.
Right. Rounds have been reduced over the last five, six, 7 years.
Yeah. Okay. So do you play golf, Bill?
I used to play all the time. I just don't play anymore. I haven't played for probably 4 or 5 years.
I know it's a social outing, but also a business outing. I know the one company where I worked, the guys who were in sales, they were going to go to other part of the country, said, I'm taking my sticks with me, which meant that part of what they were going to do is play golf with their prospective clients and do business on the golf course.
That's what they said anyway.
Well, yeah. But anyway, I know that a lot of people do discuss business.
Yeah, it works for a lot of people to be out on the golf course. You get to know somebody, you get to establish a relationship, and then you can do business. Yeah.
Okay. Is it hard to cheat at golf?
I don't know. I would never, ever, ever do that, of course.
Of course, the only one I've seen cheat. I saw 007 cheat Goldfinger on the golf course. Remember that?
Oh, that was classic.
Oh, yeah. That's not his ball.
That's the way to do it.
Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Schlesinger 7.
Caddyshack, a great golf movie about the what the caddies are like. I'm thinking as a retirement vehicle, one of these days, maybe I could take up professional caddying.
Nice.
There'd be a lot of nice walking or cart driving. Would you be nice in the nice weather with some really nice men or women who are athletic? And I'm just thinking of all the pluses. Probably the pay is good. And what else could I involve?
Tiger Woods' caddy was pretty happy last weekend.
Oh, I'll bet so. But, that's the way I'd take up golf if I could be a caddy. Now, as I understand it, the bag has got these clubs in it, and they also have little numbers on them, right? Is that right?
The clubs? Yes, they do have numbers.
So if a guy says, I want a 2 iron, then I pull out a 2, right?
Why would you want to be a caddy? I don't understand this.
I'm just exploring.
You're the one lugging this heavy piece of equipment around for 4 hours.
Wait a minute.
That's your version of excitement?
That's why they have golf carts.
Also, caddies have to kind of know the game.
They do? Why?
Yes.
Why do they have to know?
Yes, they do.
Caddyshack cabbies didn't know. Caddies didn't know anything. Huh?
All the guys swinging the club is doing is swinging the club.
All right. Okay.
There you go.
I guess I won't be a golfer. Or
You'll
caddy.
Have to figure out some other career in retirement.
Okay. Well, how did the wasn't it last night that you had the Young Achievers honored?
Absolutely, big event. More than 500 people there. 64 kids from 28 high schools honored. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds like a great deal. A lot of neat kids in our community, aren't there?
Well, it really does renew your faith because these kids talk about their ambitions. They want to go to college. They want to go to school for nursing, for example.
Yeah.
And they all want to help each other and help others.
That's great.
It's really neat.
Terrific.
Yeah.
By the way, I got word from San Antonio. My grandson, Reese, did arrive safely for his beginning of basic training for the Air Force National Guard. So he's going to be in the Air Guard. He's going to be down there for about 2 months. And he could Facebook or whatever. He could communicate back on his cell phone. Hey, I'm okay. But other than that, they took his cell phone away. And he's incommunicado.
Oh boy!
I wonder how that's going to be for those young guys and young men and women down there in basic training. But anyway,
now is this Scott's son?
Scott's son, Reese.
Dad must have been able to tell him a little bit about what he's going to go through.
Yep, he's gave him a pretty good briefing on what he can look forward to there. Because my son, is, of course, a retiree from the Air Force. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Coming up here at 9 o'clock this morning, we're going to look at the news this morning. Wichita City Council approving new water and sewer fees. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.